Welcome back, guys. Baby Got Stacks. This episode's gonna be a doozy.
We'll be fast. It'll be quick in and out. We don't like being a downer. But, oh boy. I don't even remember what I gave this book. I can barely remember this book.
I know. I gave it a 3. I honestly might knock it down to a 2.
3? Wow.
Because I
watch me have given it a 3. Oh, I did.
A 3? Oh, wait, never mind. No, I'm knocking it down to a 2.
That. It's a 2.
This was Reckless Girls by Rachel Hawkins. It's been on now, your TBR for a hot minute.
This is how we got chosen. All right. How we choose our books as of current is I was gifted by Ashley a set of TBR cards. So we gave them a good shuffle. I chose it. It said, choose a book on your TBR shelf that's yellow.
There's not many yellow books.
If anything, it's yellow on the spine, and that's it.
Yeah.
The most blaringly obvious yellow book on my shelf is Reckless Girls by Rachel Hawkins. Now, I have read a Rachel Hawkins book. I've read The Wife Upstairs.
What did you give that one?
I gave it a 4.
Okay.
It's a little wild and crazy. It's a little, you must suspend your belief.
Okay.
But it's a good time thriller.
Okay.
It's a little like, it's fast, it's quick. You're on a vacation and you just want a silly, decent thriller mystery.
Okay.
I had a good time. I spent 3 hours of my life reading that book, and I was like, well worth.
Oh, very quick. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I was like, okay, yeah. Rachel Hawkins, we can give it another shot. And so I felt good when I said, let's read this yellow book.
Mm-hmm. We both went in blind. We both had no idea what we were getting into.
I am sad to say this Rachel Hawkins is upsetting.
It's going to be a no. I'm going to assume this is not on your shelf anymore or will not be on your shelf for anymore.
No, it's not going to be on my shelf anymore.
This book was just
upstairs is.
This book was a lot and nothing all at once.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I'm just gonna read the back of the book at this point. I just don't know what else to say. Okay. I don't like the description. Comes a deliciously wicked gothic suspense. Wrong.
The wickedly talented.
Just wrong.
Adele Dazeem.
Oh gosh. Yeah, no. Okay. I'm already yawning. When Lux McAllister and her boyfriend Nico are hired to sail two women to a remote island in the South Pacific, it seems like the opportunity of a lifetime. Stuck in a dead-end job in Hawaii and longing to travel the world after a family tragedy, Lux is eager to climb on board the Susanna and set out on an adventure. She's also quick to bond with their passengers, college best friends Brittany and Emma. The two women say they want to travel off the beaten path. But like Lux, they may have other reasons to be seeking an escape. Shimmering on the horizon after days at sea, Moreau Island is every bit the paradise the foursome expects, despite a mysterious history of shipwrecks, cannibalism, and even rumors of murder. But what they don't expect is to discover another boat already anchored off the Moreau's sandy beaches. The owners of the Azure Sky, Jake and Eliza, are a true golden couple. Gorgeous, laid back, and if their sleek catamaran and well-stocked bar are any indication, rich. Now, a party of 6, the new friends settle in to experience life on an exotic island and the serenity of being completely off the grid. Lux hasn't felt like she truly belonged anywhere in years, yet here on Moreau, with these fellow free spirits, she finally has a sense of peace. But with the arrival of a skeevy stranger sailing alone in pursuit of a darker kind of good time, the balance of the group is disrupted. Soon, cracks begin to emerge. It seems that Brittany and Emma haven't been completely honest with Lux about their pasts, and perhaps not even with each other. And though Jake and Eliza seem like the perfect pair, The rocky history of their relationship begins to resurface, and their reasons for sailing to Moreau might not be as innocent as they first appeared. When it becomes clear that the group is even more cut off from civilization than they initially thought, it starts to feel like the island itself is closing in on them. And when one person goes missing and another turns up dead, Lux begins to wonder if any of them are going to make it off the island alive. I'm so excited for the Rowdy One Star reviews. I'm going to tell you that right now, because this is going to be golden.
Before we get there, before we even discuss this book.
Yes.
I know for a fact
you
like her writing, because she writes under her pen name.
What's her pen name? What?
She also writes under Erin Sterling.
No. Oh my God. How did I forget about this? I feel like, didn't we know that? Like we've
discussed it when we were reading their books. So she has written The X-Hex and The Kiss Curse, and releasing soon in October of this year, the third in the X-Hex series, The Wedding Witch.
Okay, I'm going to say right now she needs to stay with romance, because I love those books. But this book was a dumpster fire.
I could not tell you the genre.
What is Goodreads?
There was nothing
thrilling about it. Mystery? Meh. Mystery thriller. Not really. No.
There wasn't.
Suspense? Psychological thriller. No.
No.
I think the only thing it got right was adult. That's it. Wow. I'm baffled. I completely forgot. Oh my God, that's right. I completely forgot.
The thing about her thriller books are something about her covers are eye-catching. They're bold and
Villa. Like, I think her most recent one, and that has like a really blue with bright yellow lemons.
Yeah,
the Harris. No, she just came out.
Is the Harris the newest one, or like almost released or something?
2024. Yeah.
The ending to this, like the craziness, the baffling of it all, was kind of what the wife upstairs was throughout. Like the reveals, the intense random information throughout, though. Okay. This was just like blank story.
This was so bad.
Throughout the entire thing.
So bad.
And I zoned out so many times, and I'd be like, wait, what the hell did I just read? And I would reread it, trying to pay attention. I'd be like, oh, I literally read nothing.
I feel like maybe we should just get to like the twists.
Yeah. Like, that's literally
so all. Lux and Nico had been together for a while now. They met in San Francisco after Lux lost her mom to cancer, and Nico was like, well, I own a boat. I've always wanted to sail to Hawaii. And so she's like, let's do it. They go to Hawaii. The boat needs fixing up, so they're kind of stuck in Hawaii while they get the money.
Surprise, it's Lux putting up all the money.
Yeah.
To fix and house and feed them.
Didn't like Nico from the start.
No one but her.
So then they end up, Nico's like, oh, I met these two women. Lux wasn't a fan. Don't blame her. These two women want to pay me $50,000 to take them to this island. That's like, it used to be used in World War II, and then it's no longer. And then there was a whole thing where I believe a boat or a plane, something happened on the island that made so many people stranded on the island, and pretty much cannibalism happened and only like 8 people survived or whatever.
It's not touristy. It's kind of just this known like haunted island spot.
Shipwreck, because it was named after the Moreau, which is the ship that wrecked. That's right. Yes. So she's like, well, yeah. She's like, if you're going, you're not staying with these two women, so I'm going with you. And she meets them, which is Brittany and Emma. And she's like, okay, I like them. Yeah, we're all going to go together. They get to the island, and there's already a catamaran there. And they're like, ugh. And Emma and Brittany are super weird.
Weird.
Especially Emma. They said that they met in college. Fun fact, they didn't.
Wild. The strangers lied.
Was it Brittany? Brittany's entire family died by a drunk driver. Her mom, dad, and sister, or brother, whatever, sibling.
Yeah.
Emma's boyfriend was the one that was driving. He was the drunk driver that killed Brittany's family. And Emma went down like a dark rabbit hole, found Brittany, and like befriended her, which is insane.
Yeah.
They know, or Brittany knows, but Emma doesn't know that Brittany
knows. One of them doesn't know. Thought the other lied. It's a whole weird. Also, the way this story is told
is horrendous.
It's weird. It's told because in present time and then random flashbacks in someone else's perspective.
But it's also like Lux and Nico's story, but then it also bounces back from past and present to Brittany and Emma's story. And you're like, it doesn't make it seem like it's a smooth transition whatsoever.
Also, with their cut-ins, you know something's up. So it's not a good reveal.
Yeah.
But also, if it didn't include that, it'd be a dumb twist. Because then, like, it'd be like,
yeah,
that's dumb. It's like going through a whole thing and with no, like, breadcrumbs. It's like, well, then you could have just fucking said anything.
Yeah.
It's not laid out well. It continues.
So then there's Jake and Eliza. They're the ones that are on the catamaran that was already at the island. They all get together. They're all getting along very well. Jake and Eliza are very like the cool older people. Come to find out,
like 6-ish years older. They're not even like that much.
They're not
older.
Even that old. Come to find out, Eliza knows Brittany and Emma previously.
Mm-hmm.
Do I remember her actual name? It's not Eliza. I don't remember what it is.
No, she's friends with.
She met both of them in Europe.
Yeah, but she's friends with.
I think it's Brittany. She's friends with Brittany. Yeah. Yeah, because Emma. So this really ticked me. When they're stuck on an island, this weird guy comes on a boat. Kind of freaks out the vibe, then gets pissed off that he freaked out the vibe and that no one wants to be his friend, and then like busted their radios in their boats, so then they have to stay longer. Come to find out, Nico and Emma are sleeping together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, what? I mean, it's in Nico's character, we don't like him, but still.
Yeah.
So then of course she's stuck on this island longer now. Then her and Jake get together.
Kind of.
They like make out.
Yes. They make out, but almost like in a revenge thing because Nico slept with. And it's so weird. But also, they're doing like they killed the rando guy.
Yeah.
And like so try to make it seem like he had died on his own, but it was actually Jake.
Yeah, because Jake kept saying that the fish around there were poisonous. And so when they killed him, they like had fish nearby.
Survival,
yeah. And then, then because Lux and Nico aren't together anymore, Nico like takes the boat around and then Lux finds him dead. And then she's like, what the hell's happening? And then it's Brittany, Emma, Jake, and Eliza. Eliza like tells the group that she knows Brittany.
Yeah.
One of them shoots Emma. Yeah. I think it's Eliza.
I think.
And then I feel like Lux shot Jake.
Yeah.
And Brittany.
Yeah.
The lone. She's the only survivor. She gets off the island somehow, but she takes one of the boats.
No, I think people finally came
Yeah, but she wasn't on the island. She was off.
I think.
Hold on. I have the book on my Kindle still.
I don't know, man. All of the action happened in the last 3 to 4 chapters.
So, like, the last part is the detectives, like trying to talking to the people that come to the island.
Afterwards. Yeah. And they found bodies. Like, the next group of people that came to visit.
Yeah. So it's Jake and Lux. I think Brittany shot him or someone shoots him because he, like, she was trying to save him.
No, she kills Jake. Well, she ends up killing Eliza first. No, Jake kills Brittany. And then Eliza's like,
oh, yeah,
you should come with me. We can still go off.
Yeah.
She kills Eliza. Yeah. So Jake's like, oh, thanks for choosing me. And then she kills Jake.
Yes, because it ends with, I'm a motherfucking survivor, is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what? That is not your perspective.
Yeah. So then they're like, then it goes to them interviewing. And then, let me see. So she's in Thailand. So it says, like, Caroline wishes she's never come to Thailand. She's
like a new different girl.
Yeah, there's like a different girl and she's like mad and she goes to this bar and she's like sitting at the bar and there's this woman sitting next to her and they're just like chatting and stuff and
so she like helps like girls who are like stuck traveling and paying for their crappy boyfriends essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. And she has a boat. And so, yeah. I don't know. She, like, takes Caroline, I guess. Yeah. It's a bad book. just going to tell you that right now.
Let's get to these rowdy one stars because
I hope they don't disappoint.
I'm expecting the literature to be in these reviews.
So this is out of 3.56 stars, 133,650 ratings. It is mainly at 4 stars, but 3 is behind it, which shocks me. Okay. This book needs some serious therapy. I desperately need to stop reading shitty thrillers. What even was that?
Yeah.
Let me start by saying I loved The Wife Upstairs, but Reckless Girls was a dud.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. What a reckless mess. I guess we're just calling anything a thriller now. This was $1 on Apple Books for a reason.
Oh.
Yeah, I loved The Wife Upstairs. I had high hopes. Sadly, I found it boring and the characters were annoying. And then the plot never took off, but also still crashed. Bad pacing, flat characters. Boo, hiss, tomato, tomato. Poor character development. Yeah. Everyone, most frustrating book I've ever read. Shallow, insane characters. Forgettable. Yeah.
Literally forgettable. We forgot. I forgot I read it.
The fuck was that?
The fuck was
that? What was the point? Would not recommend. Yeah.
That is crazy. This came out the year after The Wife Upstairs.
Oh, wow.
Wait, what was the rating on this one?
3.56.
The villa is not that much ahead of that. It's at a 3.64.
Oh, dear God.
The heiress is at a 3.88.
But still, what's the XX at? That's at a 3.5. I liked that one, though. See?
I liked it.
I liked it. I'm excited for the third one.
I don't like the cover for the third one, I must say. It really throws off the whole...
The blue with the lemons? Oh, are you talking about the XX? Oh,
the XX.
Okay. I was looking at the one-star reviews for the villa, and someone was like, I don't know if I should laugh or cry. This is one of the worst books I've ever read.
Oh, no.
I found the content to be disturbing and sleazy.
What?
Lazy and unoriginal with nothing but toxic relationships. My Chiweeny could write a better book than this.
My Chiweeny. I'm looking at the one size for the heiress now. Because that has a 3.88. Oh, maybe we have to read the Aerith. It's what, giving seven husbands, but with more murder and less anything remotely interesting. Couldn't get past all the F words. It just couldn't. Very, very rarely do I think it belongs in literature.
Oh, I love it in literature. So maybe that is the book for me.
The book felt like it wanted so badly to be seven husbands and fell so short. This was astoundingly unenjoyable.
Oh, cover is nice. God.
People couldn't get over that word.
How many could there possibly be? Come on,
this people. Person, Teal counted 10 F-bombs in 2 chapters.
Love it. That's in my head. That's fine.
That doesn't seem like unless it's being like obnoxious.
Okay, I'm going to remove it from my Kindle because I don't want to look at it anymore.
Dun, dun, dun.
Return to Kindle Unlimited. Yes. Take it back, please. Thank
you. Take it back.
Take it back.
What a wild time.
Yeah, that was something.
I'm glad I finally read it, though, because who knows how long that would have stayed on my shelves.
See, that's what I like
would have assumed it'd be similar. Yeah, that
you would like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I probably would have bought another one of Rachel Hawkins. Maybe I'll read The Heiress.
I mean, yeah, that one sounds more up our speed. See, that's the nice thing about the Kindle, or not the Kindle, as I'm looking at my Kindle, the TBR, like, things, because yeah, then you get to...
It gets you to read...
Books that maybe you...
Gets you to read. Yeah. So you're just like, I don't need to read that yet.
Yeah.
But God damn, what was that?
Thank God, our next two books. I loved the next one. And then the last book of July.
Don't you say nothing. I haven't read it yet.
I'm interested to see what your thoughts are going to be on it. That's all I'm going to say about that one.
That is the most political statement I have ever heard you say.
I didn't want to get my ass handed to me. I don't know what to tell you. I'm
very excited to talk about the next one, though.
I don't know if we're going to be able to get to it tonight because...
I was going
to
say, that's going to be a long one. I should also maybe read the last chapter to see, or read a review just to figure out where it ends.
See, and that's what I had to do. So I was telling Mel, like off the podcast, that I had to reread the first book in the series because I remember big parts, but I don't remember like little details. And I really wanted to like... really dive in. I actually loved the first book more reading it a second time than I did the first time. I gave it a 4 stars the first book. I still would give it a 4 stars. Just based off of what I've read next, but I thoroughly enjoyed it more reading it a second time. So
I just need to figure out what happens in this second one.
Yeah, because you haven't just mushed together. Because
I've read the whole series, so I need to figure out
where it ends so you don't give
what
anything.
Events happen in that one versus
the
whole thing.
That makes sense.
But I'm so happy you finally read it. You're even on the third.
Yeah, I'm on the third. I am like I'm pretty... Oh, it doesn't tell. Oh my god. Okay, so if you guys ever buy like Kindle bundles, it sucks because you have to figure out doesn't tell you what chapter you're on, doesn't tell you how many pages you have left in that specific book. It lumps them all together. I'm on chapter 42. I don't know how big it is. But it says on my Kindle that I'm 54% done with the series. So if that tells you anything. I think I'm like a little over halfway in the third book. So
that one is, I think, the biggest one. So
I thought the last one was. I thought the orange one was.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I'm staring at
it. I don't know. But I texted you and I was like, that ending. Oh, my God. That was amazing. And then you like texted me back with all like exclamation marks. And you're like, I'm so happy.
So happy because now I have someone to talk to about it.
Because like I said, I liked the first book, but I felt like I liked series more, like fantasy series. But after reading it again and now finishing the second onto the third, I'm thinking like this is definitely like in my top fantasy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have to get the whole world because it builds it's and just it builds.
That and like the characters and the wings and you know, there's just a lot happening. But I feel like this series, like on my list of like my favorite fantasy series that I've read, this one I think would be number one. And then like right behind it would be I have to pull the book up because I don't remember on the top of my head. The Ivorborn series, the Eternal Machine. Mm-hmm. I want to read those. Finished. Yeah, I want to read those
too.
So I feel like that book, yeah, once like we read them in order, I feel like would be mm-hmm. a close second to this. But then I'm concerned now, once I finish this series, what are the other series going to be like? Are they going to be just as good? What if they're going to suck? Know. I don't know.
I have to meet new characters. What if I don't like them?
I know. I don't know. I also like Assistant to the Villain. That's that series.
I do like that series.
That one's really good too. There's some good fantasy books that mm-hmm. we've discovered, but yeah, this one's taking the cake so far.
This one's like all encompassing. I also appreciate that it's like really close to like high fantasy because it's like
mm-hmm.
battles and wars and like
the different courts and, yeah,
it's not just like light and comedic and it's like all involving.
Yeah, I'm in a series like this, I'm so utterly scared to keep reading because I just know that some of the mainer characters probably are not going to survive. Usually in these big books like this, not all of the main characters survive. That makes me very nervous and very anxious when reading because I don't want to get too in love with characters and then lose them.
And I think she's still coming out with them, I think.
What? Oh my god. So you're telling me like the orange one ends on like, oh my god. I thought she was done.
I don't know for sure. The way she released it, there's so much.
Honestly impressive.
So much.
How she like intermingled all the series, but like they're separate. Oh my god. I couldn't imagine how long it's taken.
She keeps track. I can barely keep track, and I'm like doing different this on names, my own free different time.
Languages. You know it's going to be good when they show a map. That's love true. A good map.
Love a good map.
I also, in my head, when I'm reading, the King of Highburn. I don't know why, but I picture him as the king from Wreck-It Ralph, the little old man that's bald. I don't know why, but I do.
So funny.
So that's how I picture him.
Well, maybe there won't be.
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Will there be more books? There's no word on a release date.
Oh my god.
Oh, she's confirmed that she is writing another one.
Oh my god. Well, I know that her one series, the like one book is like over 1,000 pages. I'm just like, oh, dear.
I know. God. Have you seen? I'm kind of happy that a lot of the things I've read have said those should be the last series you read.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to. But get also, the Thorn and
Glass series is like 10 fucking books. Oh,
I know, but they're so good. So
we're talking about the ACOTAR series by Sarah J. Maas, by the way.
If my wings didn't give it away.
If the wings and the several books didn't give it away.
Yeah, I'm finally, like, really getting into the series, so.
Yeah.
Hoo-wee.
In preparation for the next episode where we read the second book in the Court of Thorns and Roses series,
yes.
You can watch our episode. Listen to our episode on the first book.
You can pretend you're watching if you close your eyes, but...
If you close your eyes, you can pretend. What do we look like in your head?
That's interesting. We do not need to go down that rabbit hole. That is a scary thought. That's a
scary question. I don't know.
No, thank you.
I mean, we do have a little Bitmoji thing, so...
Yeah, I mean, and if people paid attention to... We do like the posts ourselves, so people like people truly wanted to find us. They'd know what we looked like. Granted, ours are like our pages are private. You can't like see our photos and stuff. But
I like from my
from your reading one. Oh, I only have my one, so I'm probably going to be just posting a post with all of the books. We'll figure it out, but I'm probably not gonna do. No, I have it. I own it. I'm just lazy.
No, the yellow one.
Yeah. Yeah, both of them. Both the first two. You sent them to me.
Oh, okay. Okay. I couldn't remember if I did.
Right?
But good.
Pretty sure you did.
That's what I asked.
Yes. Yep, you did.
Cool.
Both of them. You sent them both on
Good. Ow, I just scratched it. Got both of them.
And then I own the second one in paperback, and then I own
the third and the fourth and the fifth.
Yeah, I own all of them, but I'm really lazy and wanted to just get them on my Kindle because I can make it to where like the words are big.
A lot lighter on the wrist.
So then it's like I'm reading faster. And then I can lay down and I can read in the dark. So I love it. Yeah. I think I paid a lot of money for it because I bought the first book and then I saw that they had this. And so then I just bought this. So I paid, I don't even know, like 30 something bucks, which isn't bad when it's like 5 books in one.
Yeah.
I don't remember. They also have a bundle for the Thorn of Glass series. All those books, they have a bundle. I don't know if they have a bundle for the other one, the Crescent City or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exciting stuff.
That bridge when we get there.
Yeah, that's going to be a longer episode. Whereas there's a lot that's going to happen in that book.
I think I annotated all of these books, so I'll just have to refresh myself.
I can help you too. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, we didn't like the book.
If you couldn't tell, it was very horrendous. Sorry. Don't read it. But
we can happily recommend reading her pen name book, Erin Sterling's The XX. We love those.
Love those. Such a good little cozy witchy book. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes.
Crazy. Wow.
So wow. Yeah. Getting rid of this one, though.
I don't blame you. I already got rid of it on my Kindle.
Whoop. But if you want to see what else we're reading for not this month, we have our schedule on our Instagram at Baby Gots to Ask Podcast. You can see what else we're up to on there. And there's a link in the bio. You can see where else we're at, like our Goodreads. You can see what other books we have. If there's something on there you think we should read sooner rather than later, you can let us know.
Yes.
Or if there's something else you think we should read, you should also let us know. Like and follow wherever you're listening to this podcast and share amongst your people and pets.
Definitely pets. Tell them I said
mostly pets. To them. And we'll see you next time. Bye, guys. Bye-bye.